Here's the latest poll. Barack Obama holds a slight lead over John McCain, 46% to 42%. That, according to the Gallup Daily Tracking Poll. Of course, since the national vote doesn't decide the presidency, since polls are just an indication, and since the vote is held in November, I would say a national poll 5 months before the actual vote is held in each state isn't really meaningful. Here's a more tangible number. McCain and the RNC raised a combined $45 million and had a total of $85 million cash on hand. Also this week, the McCain campaign released a new blog called The McCain Report, and earlier this month, they put out a strategy video on their website. It's a PowerPoint presentation led by campaign manager Rick Davis.
We've decentralized our campaign. We have 11 regional offices opening this month alone in Las Vegas, Phoenix, Denver, Des Moines, St. Paul, Royal Oak, Michigan, Columbus, Arlington, Virginia, Tallahassee, New Brunswick, New Jersey, and again, John McCain's second home state, Manchester, New Hampshire. We've coordinated our McCain state headquarters openings with those in conjunction with RNC victory centers opening up all over the country also now. As of today, we are operational in 23 states, and over the next 4 months, we will open over 500 offices in the targeted states alone.
Jonathan Martin, senior political correspondent at Politico.com, is here to tell us what's up with the McCain campaign. Hello, Jonathan. So we just heard from the campaign manager, Rick Davis. Is he the central brain behind McCain's campaign?
He and a handful of other folks, yes. I would say certainly Rick Davis is the man at the headquarters day in, day out, overseeing the campaign. I would include a few advisors, Steve Schmidt, who travels often with the senator, helps out quite a bit on communications, Charlie Black, who also is a frequent traveling companion, a longtime GOP strategist, who sort of helps with the big picture. And also Mark Salter, who is the senator's longtime chief of staff in the Senate and sort of his alter ego and chief speechwriter. That's sort of the inner circle right now in this campaign.
So Salter is like the Gerson, and Davis is a little like the Rove, and Schmidt is like the R.E. Fleischer, right? Am I getting that right?
There's actually no great comparison to the Bush model, to tell you the truth, which is actually one of the sort of things that is the overarching campaign narrative here, is that there is no sort of comparison between Bush and McCain. And frankly, a lot of Bush veterans are quietly grumbling about the McCain campaign operation because it's not like they had. It is not the sort of well-oiled machine that is highly disciplined, at times secretive. It's a much more sort of open, sort of loose operation, as you heard in that piece, decentralized, certainly. So yeah. I think it reflects the leadership differences between McCain and Bush.
In terms of what Davis was saying, listing those regional campaign offices, it didn't sound too surprising which states they were defining as the battleground states. You pick up anything from that or anything that they've been saying that's been a break with traditional, here are the 14 battleground states, and yeah, the election's going to be held there type argument that we usually hear?
I do think that there's going to be more of a contest over the interior West this time. Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico in particular, I think, will be hard-fought ground in a way that perhaps it was not in the past couple of cycles. And McCain is from out there, but that region is rapidly changing. A lot of new voters moving in from places like California have recast the electorate in those states from one that was fairly conservative to much more moderate now, especially in the urban and suburban areas of those states. Besides that, if I were a betting man, I would put a couple of bucks on Iowa and New Hampshire flipping. That's to say that Iowa, which went for Bush last time, goes for Obama this time. New Hampshire, which went for Kerry last time, goes for McCain this time.
Right, and it went for Bush in 2000.
That's
New
right.
Hampshire did.
Right.
So, yeah, New Hampshire's that little possibly red blip in a sea of blue in the Northeast.
McCain is the governor as he's known up there.
He said the second home state. I want to ask you about this idea that was floated last week where McCain said, let's have 10, not really debates, but town hall meetings.
Right.
Barack
right.
Obama said, that's a lot, and I've been doing a lot.
Right. A couple
things that I noticed. The guy proposing tons of debates usually is the guy who's trailing, if it's a guy, sometimes it's a woman. And also, it tells me that McCain thinks that format is to his advantage. What do you think of those two observations?
I think that you're right on both counts. There's no question. And McCain himself has acknowledged the fact that he is the underdog here. That is not a revelation necessarily. Polls have him down. It depends how much. But certainly when you are the candidate challenging the other one to a debate, that does make a statement that you are trying to sort of change the terms of the campaign, which reflects the fact that you don't like the terms of the campaign because you're losing. As to your other point, yeah, absolutely. McCain wants to see a contest where he and Obama can get on a stage together with few rules, no teleprompters, no lecterns, and just sort of do a Q&A with the crowd back and forth. McCain's much more at ease. You see his more appealing side doing that. If this campaign's a battle of speeches between candidates to sitting audiences with prepared text, McCain's in a world of hurt because Obama is in a league of his own when it comes to that, and McCain is not a very good public speaker in that kind of a setting. So that certainly explains, I think, why McCain is doing this. Now, look, I don't think that it's going to be anywhere near 10. I think that McCain's probably smart to take those two, perhaps push for one more, but Obama... It's certainly not going to do the number anywhere near what McCain wants to do. But I do think ultimately you're going to see the McCain folks accept some kind of a counteroffer from Obama.
I want to get your thoughts on one piece of McCain rhetoric, which is to emphasize the Iraq casualty count. And he says he's basically framed it that if casualties are down in Iraq, that means that progress is being made. It seems possibly smart. Maybe he knows something. He definitely is in communication with a lot of generals. Perhaps they've assured him over the next 6 months casualties will be down. But if something terrible happens, doesn't this, almost literally blow up in his face?
Yeah, it's true. But it's the metric he prefers for this reason. He does not want to get into a date for withdrawal, any kind of a timeline for when troops are going to start coming home. And so how do you measure progress in making your case to the American people that this is a war that is worth still fighting 5 years into it, and that we are, in fact, heading in the right direction? Well, you count the number of wounded and of those who have been killed in action. And that's the better way to do it than number of troops on the ground when you don't want to talk about troops on the ground. McCain's argument is that the American people will prefer troops deployed in Iraq if they're there under peaceful conditions and their lives are not threatened day in, day out. And he obviously makes the comparison between that and our current deployment and longstanding deployment to places like Korea and Germany post-war there. So that's sort of his argument. Now, whether or not the families of troops who are over there will stand for that, I think sort of remains to be seen. But the larger issue here is that McCain would be happy to keep talking about Iraq and national security. Even though it's a controversial issue, he's on safer ground there. He knows the issues. He's more fluent talking about it, and they can portray, they think, Obama as weak on the issues. If the campaign shifts to talking about domestic matters and there's a referendum on the last 8 years and on American pocketbooks, they know it's very, very difficult for McCain to win.
Jonathan Martin, senior political correspondent at Politico. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Next on the BPP, New Music Tuesday with Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine, Coldplay, and Wolf Parade. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.